I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really, really like self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care? I don't know why I sang that. That's not going to be a thing.
You know, I liked it.
I...
This week for self-care, So, I'm a Bravo person.
Okay.
So, I saved up all of the episodes because they do this stupid thing where it's like usual TV where every day there's like, or like every week it's like, this episode comes out on Mondays. This episode comes out on Tuesdays for like each series that I'm watching. Yeah. So, I saved up all my episodes for the week and I watched them on Friday.
How good was it?
You know, it was great to like binge like four episodes because
they always end on a cliffhanger and you're like, what yeah. happens?
Well, and sometimes they're kind of dumb, like Housewives of Potomac. I'm kind of like, the season's kind of weak. And then Below Deck Med, love that. Mostly because I love Aisha. She's amazing. If you haven't watched Below Deck.
I've been told I need to watch it.
Oh, it's so good.
I knew I was going to get
It's so good. You need to watch it. Any season with Aisha
is top notch.
Top notch. She's like a beautiful human. Amazing. I love her so much. Like, if I was going to pay for a cameo from anyone...
In the world. Mine would be Chris Hansen.
Aisha.
Well, it's good to know.
If she could just be like, you're amazing.
Would you cry?
Like, her cute little scrunch face. I would die.
I would die if Chris Hansen told me to take a seat. I'd take a seat.
Okay, noted.
Yeah. Take a seat.
And then Salt Lake City Housewives. And what's the other one I watch? Oh, Beverly Hills Housewives is also, whatever. Oh, and Southern Charm, You know, I'm trying.
You are doing your best.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah,
like,
damn it.
I don't know. What else am I supposed to watch?
I don't know. NPR.
No.
Kidding. Fox News.
I'm just trying to, like, analyze these people and be like, so... Here's the thing about you. You have daddy issues. Here's the thing about you. You suck.
Well, that's why they're on there. You're not going to have people that don't have like crazy stuff going on.
Yeah. And then like, I'm just analyzing everyone like top to bottom.
Yeah. I get that.
So it was fun to like kind of save it all up for the end of the week.
Yeah.
So that was my self-care.
Why not?
Hung out by the fire, watched all my Bravo things. That's so lame.
I just wish I could... No, that's not.
That's so lame.
No, that's very... I'm in my 30s.
That's very...
And it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I hope this ages well. We went to... we went to a holiday party and we got to go stand on the field for the Broncos.
The Broncos.
Guys... Broncos are number one in the AFC. So that's my self-care. Just knowing that the Broncos are going to go all the way. I hope this ages well. I hope I'm not like, and then they lost that one game and then they kept losing. But the Broncos are number one in the AFC. Do you know what that means?
American Football Corporation.
Oh my God. And then there's the NFC. So those two fight against each other.
They hate each other.
They're like,
they're mad.
Yeah, they're mad.
They're like pit bulls. They're like, gang, gang,
gang, gang. They're always like, are you mad at me? And the NFC's like, no, I'm not mad. But they are.
But they are.
Yeah.
But they're like low key mad.
Yeah, they're not like that mad. But I'm like hoping mad. They go to the Superb Owl.
I love the Superb Owl.
So that's my self-care is just the Broncos. Who
do you think the other person, I mean team?
Chargers. LA Chargers.
LA Chargers.
LA Rams. Holy hell. I am tired. The LA Chargers are in our division. Holy shit. I'm so tired.
You know,
LA Rams are.
Wouldn't be me to correct you.
I know. Sorry, guys. That was embarrassing.
You could have literally said anything and I'd be like, uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of like a state that does exist.
The LA Gophers. I'd be like, uh-huh, uh-huh.
The New Mexico Sasquatch.
The Sasquatches.
You'd be like, that's a new team.
I'd be like, oh my God, I love them.
No, the LA Chargers was in our division. We were like worried about them, but the LA Rams. And I'm really hoping
Rams
we go against them.
Hate them.
Well, I hope we go against Green Bay Packers, but that's not going to happen because we just lost. And then my dad talked shit to me.
Okay.
I know you don't care about football, but I'm really glad that you're pretending. No, I'm
trying to be supportive.
No, I appreciate that. No, thank you. Thank you. Well, I know like you're still hoping the Broncos go to the Super
Bowl. No, obviously.
Yeah, you're a Broncos fan even though you're like,
Broncos.
Don't care. Yeah.
Broncos, oh my God. All the way.
Can I tell you a cute story?
Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you something really sad.
I have to tell you a cute story, and then you can tell me. But I want to bring it up, and then you bring it down. And then
can I bring it down, and then you bring it up?
Okay, bring it down.
Okay. Georgia ate Ronan's Bronco windbreaker.
That's
incredibly rude.
We should sue her for emotional damages for me, not for even Ronan.
It was
for me.
Such a cute windbreaker, and she ate it. Like, fully ingested it.
Well, I'm sure you've been having fun finding pieces of it in the backyard.
Not yet. Oh. It was recent.
It'll be just a moment.
Okay, bring it back up.
Okay, so I was watching the Broncos game, and Keith was coming home. He had been working on a deck or whatever, so I had the game on.
Sure.
And I was watching it, like, doing my makeup or whatever, and the Broncos, like, got a touchdown, and I screamed, "Go Broncos!" And Ruger walked into the room, and then he barked, and then he just went, "Ooh!"
No!
I couldn't get my phone to work for, like, 30 seconds.
Aww.
And my phone's like, no, I'm not gonna work. And I was just like,
sometimes you just gotta remember things forever.
Oh my God. I've never had that happen. I'm like, go Broncos. And he came in the room, just barked, and then
he was like, howled. Yeah,
I tried to film him howling because he did it two more times. And every time my phone malfunctioned every time. It was fucked up. But it was so sweet. And I was like, and Keith came home and I was like, you know who the biggest Broncos fan is? And he's like, well, it's not you. I was like, yeah, it's not you either. And Keith's like, oh, okay. It's
Rugies.
And he's like, who is it? And I was like, Ruger. And I like told him the story. And then me and him for the next like 30 minutes were like, go Broncos! To see if we get Ruger to howl again. No.
No.
We couldn't.
Just log it away.
Remember yeah, and every time I filmed him, he just like was like, I'm he's not like, howling. No, he's like, I'll bark. No. Hell yeah. It's like
Ronan, every time I like try to like film him doing anything cute, he's like, well, now you're filming me.
Well,
like,
I'm not Aunt Duck anymore. Yeah. And that to me is.
Every time I try to film him saying Kim, he's like, no.
He did it tonight, but he said it really quietly. But I was like, that's enough to not be Aunt Duck anymore.
Well, he always says things like kind of quietly. He's like, Kim.
And I was like, I'm not Aunt Duck anymore. All right, what are you gonna tell me about this
week? So this week
our husbands are mad because we've been chatting and they're like, let's go ladies,
whatever. Okay, so I'm finishing my Colorado cryptid series for now until I decide.
And I'll be taking one of them off your hands
until I decide to do more, but I'm gonna do a two-part series today. I mean, like, two small parts.
Okay, and they're
they're like mining adjacent.
Okay, so that makes sense. I know which one this is. Can I announce what you're doing?
Do it.
The Tommyknocker.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Slide Rock Bolter.
Okay.
So we're going to start out with the Tommyknocker. So
can I just quick thing? Cause yeah. You do our Instagram. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Can you put a picture of the shirt?
Yes. Well, I'll do it now because I didn't want to like do it.
Yes.
First, because I didn't want you guys to like know all the things
that's
that
what
I was
I'm saying.
Do.
That's why I'm asking to
so
do it.
So I'll
now.
Do it now at the end. Now that.
And I'm taking one of them, but that's just who knows when I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to start out just so we know historically the Colorado silver boom started in Leadville in 1879.
We have talked much about the silver boom.
Silver boom.
Silver and gold.
Obviously, people were coming to Colorado, and with that many people coming to Colorado, like everyone's here, they're trying to strike it rich, and there sort of becomes this community, right? Like, so you're mining, you're kind of like making friends with people mm-hmm. from all over the country, from all over maybe even the world.
Well, and prices were skyrocketing because yeah. they could charge them.
Totally. And you're like, you've all got this like American dream, and at night you all camp beside each other and you all
share stories.
You come by the campfire and you're kind of like, how was your day? What happened? And stories become, right? So you're working in these dark mines. You're trying to strike it rich. You're like away from your family. And mining is a dangerous thing. Like, you're literally going into the mountainsides. It's very
rock
laborious.
Rock slides are a thing, too.
Yeah. You're going into the dark, dirty tunnels of the earth. And it was a hard day's work. And so there are two cryptids that I'm going to talk about. So one is going to be the Tommyknockers. Two is going to be the rock slide... Slide Rock Bolter. Sorry, I always get the...
Last week, we were looking at the shirt, and I told Keith, I was like, I think she's probably going to tell the Tommyknocker next. So that's why I was like, I know which one.
Yeah. So basically, with the Tommyknockers, they're often described as little gnome-like creatures. They're kind of... similar to a leprechaun. So they're kind of like a mischievous, they're small, but they would oftentimes wear mining attire. They would have long
white beards.
So
the brewing company, their little logo is like what you would expect?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So the logo of like in Idaho Springs, the brewery... Tommyknockers.
We went to Idaho Springs. I think that was probably one of our self-cares. I wouldn't be shocked that week. And then we went to Tommyknocker for lunch, and it was a yeah. fun experience. And then Joel Smartley was like, we gotta get going because ski traffic. And I'm like, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So basically this folklore, it traces back to the British Isles. So miners would hear knocking within the walls of the mines.
Okay.
And they'd blame the Tommyknockers for tools that would go missing.
Those Tommyknockers!
These dang Tommyknockers! And sometimes they'd even witness the little Tommyknockers running around in the mines.
Was it because they were drinking?
Or, I mean, like...
Or they hit their heads.
It's long days, yeah. You know? Like, you're in the dark, like, you see, like, weird things. So it was kind of like one of those things where it's like, you see something weird or like something happens and you're like, oh, it's a Tommyknocker.
Yeah.
And then in some cases, like things were not just mischievous. They were like downright like kind of fucked up.
Were they like putting them in danger?
Yeah. So there were legends that the Tommyknockers, these gnome-like creatures, were actually mad that the miners were disrupting and destroying their homes within the mountains. And so they would take their revenge by causing mines to collapse.
Oh, shit.
And therefore...
That's not mischievous. That's murderous.
Yeah. So they would trap the men and people would die. And they would basically be the culprits for deaths and tragedies.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
Yeah. So it kind of like was like a spectrum of like,
At the beginning, I'm like, oh, those little
rascals. Knocked on, like, we heard a weird sound or like... We stole a tool and that went missing. And then at the other end of the spectrum, like, oh, we collapsed an entire mine. And like all these men are now dead because they're mad. That
aren't we mischievous?
We're in their mountain like living space, basically.
That I'm like nervous laughing because what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, it kind of like reminds me of like, remember those like leprechaun movies, like the horror movies?
Okay.
Like the evil leprechaun.
So I don't know when, and I don't know if I even have it anymore, but I bought the entire like 7 movie thing. And I got to be honest
with you.
There's
7?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My favorite is Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Which one is that?
I don't know.
The 4th?
Probably, or the 5th.
Maybe the 6th. We don't know.
And I'm just like,
what? Why is he in the hood?
Why is he going back?
What?
So many questions.
So many questions. So, yeah, it's kind of like one of those things where it's like this folklore of people sort of brought it to the Americas and it became a thing of like,
yeah.
Here's something that describes what happened, and then here's something that like maybe the spirits of the mountains are mad or like whatever. And according to,
if you're getting that much misfortune, you're like, I need some justification for this.
Yeah, I mean, it like explains things, I guess. And according to Astonishing Legends podcast, all these stories kind of, they eventually like came to above ground. So like it made its way outside of the mountains, outside of the mines, and people would sometimes have Tommyknocker festivals and they would leave small offerings.
I was about to say, is it to make them happy?
Yeah, that they would like so kind of win their favor.
Yeah.
And then they would also tell children like, okay, like beware of the Tommyknockers. If you go into the mines, the Tommyknockers will get you, like they're evil, so you got to beware. And it would kind of keep the children from going into mines because mines are obviously like fucking dangerous. So,
you
like,
know, thank God we have more things to scare children with as far as I'm concerned.
So they were like keeping kids out of there.
Yeah. You don't want kids going in mines.
That's, no.
They'd probably scream or something and then shit would get weird.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
But so like we mentioned earlier, the Tommyknocker Brewery in Idaho Springs owes its namesake to the mythical creature. And that brewery began serving in 1994.
They have very good sour beers.
And very good food, too.
I will soon have a sour beer there one day.
Okay, so I want to show you this picture of the next one.
Okay.
Which is the...
Tommyknockers are pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of...
I always wondered what like, that was.
They're kind of basically just like the leprechauns of the mines. So this
is murderous
leprechauns. This is the Slide Rock Bolter. This is a little illustration that I wanted to show you. So here he is.
What the fuck is that? Is that a fish head?
He's like a fish at the top of a mountain. It's very
Why
steep.
Isn't he in water?
Because this is where he lives, Kim. Okay.
Now I'm pissed off.
Okay, so I'm going to describe it, and obviously I'm going to like post this on Instagram, this picture.
Obviously.
So this is a strange cryptid that I've never heard of, but...
Let's be real, none of these we had ever heard of.
I'm also not a miner. So this story comes...
What?
Who, me?
Is that new? I'm sorry, what the fuck?
I don't look like a miner.
I got the black lung.
So this story comes to us from William Thomas Cox, who is the state forester of Minnesota, who in 1910 published a book called The Fearsome Critters of the Lumberwoods with a few desert and mountain beasts.
I like when people use critters. I don't know why.
I love a critter.
Enough that I watched the movie Critters and...
Critters? That's a movie?
It's a movie. You're fine. Don't watch it. I thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
It was
not. It sounds weird.
Perfect explanation for the movie. I love
Little Critter, the book series of children's books.
Oh, yeah. This is quite different. They murder people. Oh, so, yeah. Okay. Don't watch Critters.
Little Critter's cute. Sometimes there's a spider and a cricket on every page.
No. I don't know.
We're in different phases of our lives. You're in horror movies. I'm in children's books.
Don't worry. Soon enough, the tides will change. Well, they won't change. We'll both be in children's
books. Okay, so this book, it's like kind of a like, it's a somewhat tongue-in-cheek, like creative campfire story, like, I don't want to say like memoir, but like storybook of like
that picture. You got to have like some imagination. Forest
ranger
lore,
I guess. And so, if you were like a miner in the 19th century, you'd be like,
"I wasn't. Oh,
I know what this is."
Okay, well, because some of the cryptids, I'm like, we've been around the block a few times, and I haven't heard of them.
Yeah, but didn't know that Mothman, sure.
Yeah, all day. Mothman all day. So this is basically what rangers told people in the early 1900s?
It's like, this is like a whole ass book about it, but like,
okay.
But this is also sort of like a campfire story that miners would tell, rangers would tell. This was like Forest Guy 101.
All right. Fair.
So fair. I'm going to explain it. I'll try to do my best to explain it, but I'm going to post it.
That's fine. Also. That's fine.
So, according to Cryptid Wiki, a slide rock bolter is said to live in the mountains of Colorado, but only on slopes that are at an angle greater than 45 degrees. Highly specific. Very steep.
Would you say that's 45?
Maybe a little more. Steep. There it is.
I don't know, because I feel steep like this is...
That's like 30.
I don't want to be on that, as far as I'm concerned.
It's steep as fuck.
Yeah.
So it's basically this, like, huge fish-like creature. He's got a really massive head. He's got a giant mouth filled with like tiny little spiky teeth. And he lays with his head facing downward, like down the slope.
Yeah.
And his tail is laying uphill. And his tail's kind of like dolphin-like in the way that like a dolphin has like two little like fin things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it kind of like spikes out. But yeah. On those two little fins, there's like little spikies, like hooks that hook into the hill.
I want no part of this.
It sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I want no part of this.
So these two little hooks like hold him into the hill.
Well, he's a big guy.
He's a big guy. And
he's a big guy.
And he hangs there until he's like, I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. He, like, spots his prey out of his beady little eyes.
What, Danae, does he eat?
Here's the thing. He loves tourists.
They're delicious.
But he's not picky.
Okay, I don't like that.
He's an omnivore, if you will.
And hard relate.
If you've graduated fourth grade, you know that omnivore
means... Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you. It means, if you love dinosaurs, it means he eats vegetables, like plants and stuff, and also meat. Mm-hmm. Tourists being the meat. Gotta have protein. So, Cryptid Wiki explains, quote, Once it spots its prey, it will lift its tail to release its hold on the crest.
Imagine being eaten by that.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Just picture this. As gravity sends it barreling downhill, its drool greases from the corners of its mouth to increase the speed of its huge body. It's lubing the mountain.
I was about to with say, its drool. It sounds a little...
It's lubing the mountain. The bolter scoops its victims into its mouth as it slides down. The accumulated speed will carry the bolter up the next slope, where it will once again grasp the ridge with its tail and weight.
I have a question. Are these people that are skiing, or are these people that are just hiking? Or
either way,
it's not specifically known.
You know, either way.
Okay. Well, because I'm like, if you're skiing, you probably went down that hill. So you would have seen little...
Probably.
Well, homie. Okay.
Just hanging out, right? So apparently this creature has just like eaten up entire groups of tourists all at once. And he eats trees. So he just like sounds eats delicious. Up like forests. And according to legend, a forest ranger was kind of sick of the bolter shit. And he was like, enough is enough. And he decided that he was like, no, we're not doing this anymore. Enough tourists have been eaten.
Yeah.
We can't.
This is how we get funding.
We can't do this.
Yeah. We can't bolter. Have this.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah.
So he set up a
dummy. People have families.
People have families.
And it is expensive on one income these days. And you've eaten
all the families together. So he set up a dummy filled with dynamite. He went so far as to put a plaid flannel.
it's a
plow plow.
It's a hard word.
A plaid flannel on this dummy. And he even put like a Colorado guidebook in its like fake hand to be like, I'm a tourist.
Oh my God. That's top notch.
Just to like really trick it. To be like,
I mean, the plaid flannel alone it was is like, just,
oh my God, I'm look at all the size. And then put a book in its hand. And he tried to make it look legit. And obviously, the bolter was like,
looks delicious.
Fell for it. What a dumbass. And he slid down the slope with his slobber lubing the way and ate the fake tourist. And of course,
makes me think of Jaws.
Swallowed it.
And he exploded.
And exploded all over the place. And there's pieces of him everywhere.
The sound effect just...
Okay. You're thinking of it like the shark in Jaws.
Yes,
like,
I'm thinking when he shoots the... He's like... Say goodbye, bitch, or something. Yeah. This is embarrassing. I don't know what he says, but he shoots the little cannon and then the shark explodes
and
everywhere.
And it explodes, and there's like shark pieces falling everywhere.
I hate to say, I saw pieces going in water. That's just exactly. Me personally. But
it's like the same thing, but like on a mountain.
Yeah. So was he done?
Yeah.
Is that the end?
The town was saved, except for some buildings did also get exploded, so.
Small price to pay.
Exactly. Small price to pay.
And they got weird little slider guts everywhere.
Yeah.
And people rejoiced.
Yes.
Children came out and they sang.
Yeah.
Not children from Colorado.
How did you know?
Yeah. Not children from Colorado, certainly. They were safe already, but...
Tourists.
Yeah, tourists from other...
Probably German,
yeah,
I'm
probably.
Feeling.
Like, well, where's the... Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, so basically that was how the slide rock bolter ended. And that's how the legend goes. But then there was kind of like this other thing where it was like, P.S. slide rock bolter is just a metaphor for like
falling
rock,
rock.
Slides. Oh. And I was like, oh. That actually makes a lot of sense.
I don't. Edit that out. I want to think he existed.
Wait, no, he's definitely real.
Did he stop?
And that was the demise of the Slide Rock Bolter.
That is...
And these are the
one
things
I've never heard
that you have to beware of if you were a minor.
A child or just kidding.
A child minor in the 19th century with the black lung. Probably.
All right. If you guys have any suggestions or have any questions or self-care tips.
Concerns.
It's very late right now, so I'm like, please email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Also, it's 10. It's not that late. And
I'm old. I smiled.
And we will post pictures of this in case my description was terrible. It probably was.
No, it was great.
At Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram. And comment, you know, like, interact with us.
Guys, please rate us 5 stars. Because yeah. Guess what? If you like us, imagine people like you will like us. So please rate us, subscribe, all that sort of stuff. We're not verified on Instagram, but I don't think anyone's going to pretend to be us. Let's be real.
Yeah.
But please, please join
interact
our little community.
Us.
Yeah, we love people interacting. We're still giving
just
away friendship
like
bracelets, but you have to email us.
Just tell us that you want to be our friend and we will. We respond. Like,
yeah.
We definitely respond.
Mostly me, but.
I respond to comments and stuff.
You do usually with comments, like messages and stuff usually respond to. Last week, I did a suggestion.
Yeah. So. Like, we do stuff, you guys. We're active.
We're really responsible.
Okay.
All right.
We love you.
We love you so much.
Until next
time.
Thank
you for being here.
Please, like, really self-care yourself.
Yeah, for
real.
World
is hard.
We all need it.
Okay.
Okay, love you.
Love
Bye.
You.